Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Bruce Kimball. On this day, October 4th, 2014, 76-year-old Paul Revere, organist and leader of Paul Revere and the Raiders, dies following a battle with cancer. Between 1961 and 1971, the band placed 15 songs on Billboard's Top 40, including the top 10 hits Kicks, Hungry, Good Thing, and Him or Me, Who's It Gonna Be? On this day in 2005, Michael Gibbons, drummer for Badfinger, on their hits Come and Get It, at No Matter What, and Day After Day, dies in his sleep at the age of 56. On this day in 1999, Jimi Hendrix's half-sister, Janie, announces plans to exhume the body of her famous brother and move it to a mausoleum where curious onlookers can view it for a price. After a public outcry, she abandons the idea. On this day in 1980, Queen has their second number one song when Another One Bites the Dust hits the top of the Billboard Hot 100. On this day in 1975, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here LP hits number one on Billboard. The album features a tribute to the former band member Syd Barrett with Shine On, You Crazy Diamond. On this day in 1970, just days after recording what would be her biggest hit, 27-year-old Janis Joplin dies of a heroin overdose at Hollywood's Landmark Hotel. Me and Bobby McGee would reach number one in early 1971, her highest chart success since Peace of My Heart with Big Brother and the Holding Company in 1968. On this day in 1969, Abbey Road, the last album recorded by the Beatles, enters the UK charts at number one. The LP would go on to be the group's biggest seller in Britain, although the Beatles' The White Album sold more in the US. And on this day, October 4, 1961, what future superstar makes his concert debut at New York's Carnegie Hall, earning $20 for the night? Of the 53 people that attended, most were friends. And what was his first single? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, October 4th, 1961, a future superstar makes his concert hall debut at New York's Carnegie Hall, earning $20 for the night. Of the 53 people that attended, most were friends. Here's Bob Dylan with his first single, Mixed Up Confusion.
I got mixed up confusion, man, and it's killing me. There's too many people, and they're all too hard to please. And my hat's in. I'm looking for a woman with a head mixed up like mine. We'll be right back. seeing my reflection. I'm home.